Here are your latest Newcastle United headlines. I'm Tom Hill. Matt Ritchie has apologised for a training ground bust-up with head coach Steve Bruce. The 31-year-old was involved in an angry exchange with Bruce early this week. He was frustrated with Bruce's post-match comments after Saturday's 1-1 draw with Wolves. Before suggesting that Bruce suggested Ritchie had not passed on information from the touchline seconds before the visit had scored the equaliser. The club have not commented on the incident, but BBC Sport understands Ritchie has apologised for what he said. The matter is now considered closed. Returning keeper Martin Dubravka, Jamal Lewis and striker Joe Linton were all criticised along with Ritchie for errors during Saturday's draw. Newcastle currently find themselves deep in a relegation battle with 12 games remaining. They've only won two of their last 15 to slip within 3 points of the bottom three. Bruce's position has been brought into even sharper focus by the current set form. He's not been helped though with injuries to Callum Wilson, Miguel Almiron and Alan Saint-Maximin. In two other news, Newcastle's squad have held clear-the-air talks after that altercation. Former player Steve Howie insisted it could spur them on, though, rather than everyone claiming it could hamper them. He believes it could go the other way, and everyone could be bored by the altercation and want to get the job done. Federico Fernandes could give Bruce a big boost. He's set to give him a lift ahead of the game against West Brom on Sunday. Fernandes returned to full training ahead of the game against the Baggies at the Hawthorns. He's been sidelined since January the 12th. He's out of contract in the summer. He suffered a muscle problem after returning from a spell out with COVID-19. But Fernandes is hoping to come back and help bolster that fragile Newcastle defence. That's all in for the latest headlines. We'll have more news later.